Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Cloud Service Models. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Cloud Applications and Services in the Cloud Computing Fundamentals for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the three primary cloud service models: Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS, Platform as a Service, PaaS, and Software as a Service, SaaS. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between these models, understand their key features, and select the appropriate service model for your business needs. Main content overview of IaaS is PaaS. SaaS cloud computing is revolutionizing the way businesses operate, providing scalable resources and flexibility. At the core of cloud computing are three primary service models: IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. Each model caters to different business needs, providing varying degrees of control, flexibility, and management. Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS, offers virtualized computing resources over the internet. This model provides users with fundamental computing resources such as virtual machines, storage, and networks. Users can manage their applications, data, and operating systems while the cloud provider manages the physical infrastructure. Notable examples of IaaS include Amazon Web Services, AWS, EC2, and Microsoft Azure, which allow businesses to scale their resources efficiently based on demand. Platform as a Service, PaaS, is designed to facilitate application development. It provides a platform that includes hardware and software tools needed for application development. With PaaS, developers can focus on coding and deploying applications without worrying about the underlying infrastructure. Google App Engine and Heroku are prominent PaaS providers that streamline development processes, enabling quick iterations and efficient deployment of applications. Software as a Service, SaaS, delivers software applications over the internet, eliminating the need for installation and maintenance on local devices. Users access software applications via web browsers without managing the infrastructure or platforms. Common examples of SaaS include Google Workspace, Salesforce, and Slack, which allow users to collaborate and manage tasks efficiently across different teams and locations. Key features and examples of each model. Each cloud service model has distinct features that cater to specific business requirements. IaaS provides scalability and flexibility. Businesses can easily scale their infrastructure up or down based on demand, paying only for the resources they use. For instance, an online retailer may use IaaS to handle increased traffic during the holiday season, provisioning additional servers temporarily to ensure smooth operations. PaaS simplifies the development process by providing integrated development tools, middleware, and database management systems. This model is ideal for developers looking to create applications without managing the underlying infrastructure. For example, a startup may choose PaaS to quickly develop a minimum viable product, MVP, without investing heavily in hardware, allowing them to focus on refining their core features based on user feedback. SaaS offers convenience and accessibility, allowing users to access applications from any device with an internet connection. This model is particularly beneficial for businesses with remote teams. A marketing team, for instance, may utilize SaaS tools like HubSpot for managing campaigns and analytics collaboratively, regardless of their physical location, thus promoting productivity and collaboration. Choosing the right service model for business needs. Choosing the appropriate cloud service model depends on various factors, including business size, budget, and specific needs. Assess your skills and resources. If your team has strong technical expertise, IaaS might be suitable, allowing for complete control over your infrastructure. Conversely, if your team is less technical, PaaS or SaaS may be more appropriate, enabling focus on development or end-user applications. Evaluate. Project requirements. For projects that require rapid development, PaaS can accelerate the process with built-in tools and resources, allowing teams to bring products to market faster. If the goal is to deploy existing software without worrying about management, SaaS is the best choice for its ease of use and lower maintenance requirements. Consider budget constraints. IaaS typically involves higher costs due to the flexibility and control it offers. SaaS solutions often have subscription-based pricing models, making them more predictable and budget-friendly for small businesses. By understanding these models and their characteristics, you can make informed decisions that align with your business objectives and technological capabilities. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the three primary cloud service models, IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. We discussed their definitions, key features, and examples to help you understand how each model can fit your business needs. By the end of this lesson, you should be able to differentiate between these models and select the most appropriate one for your projects. Understanding these concepts is crucial as you continue to explore cloud computing in the upcoming lessons. Reflection questions: in which scenario would you choose IaaS over PaaS or SaaS for your business? How can PaaS enhance your application development process compared to traditional methods? Reflect on a SaaS application you currently use. What features make it beneficial for your business operations?